Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com. I'm John Hallstein. With me here today is a very special guest. I'm very pleased to introduce for the first time on BMR, Mr. Andre Odette, President and CEO of Everton Resources, EVR, Edward Victor Randy, on the TSX Venture Exchange. Everton is a large landholder in the Dominican Republic, a country that is well known for producing some great baseball players, of course, but the DR is also blessed with abundant resources in the ground, one of the world's largest gold deposits with over 20 million in proven and probable reserves, plus a whole bunch of silver, copper, and zinc is being developed right now by Barrick and Goldcorp at Pueblo Viejo. Everton Resources has some highly prospective property adjoining this huge deposit, plus elsewhere in the mineralization-rich Dominican Republic. And here to tell us about this company and why we should be taking a close look at it is Mr. Andre Odette. Andre, it's indeed a pleasure to have you on BMR.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
First off, Andre, for those who are not familiar with your voice or familiar with you, you've been around this industry for a long time, a very successful track record, but tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've accomplished in this industry.
Well, what got me started in this business is I was a VP with BMO Nesbitt Burns, and I got excited by funding a few juniors originally in the diamond area in Northwest Territories, Lac des Gras, and got involved in the diamond field discovery, and that's what got me the itch to get into juniors. When you see juniors go from 10 cents to $10, you get excited, and I eventually decided to leave the business and do it myself, and that's how I started Everton Resources about 9 years ago, and then I started a few other companies, so it's been a great run.
And your focus right now is exclusively on Everton?
Yeah, that's the certainly my main focus right now. Yeah, we're putting all the pieces together with a massive drill program right now with Everton. That's my 100% focus, yes.
And how would you describe your management style, Andre? What is that like?
Well, I call myself an idea project generator. I like to start new things, start new projects, new ideas, put them together, get them funded, put management in place, put a technical in place, and then find joint venture partners or sell them outright for more than what we've invested. So I like to use other people's money as a joint venture to fund my projects. So I would call myself a project generator, and that's what I've done with Everton. You know, we've got six different joint venture partners or companies spending over $20 million on our projects over the next few years.
That's a good way of doing it.
For sure, yeah. Use other people's money, and then that's allowed us to focus 100% on the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. So you've been around this industry for a long time. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in the years?
Well, I think you invest in people. I think it's very important to have a good team, a good technical team, a good management team, and also you need a good project, good properties, and you need to have some cash. But to me, the key is the people. You invest in people before you invest in anything else. Good people will find you great projects in good times and in bad.
Speaking of people, you just picked up a real interesting recruit, a gentleman by the name of Robert Whitley, who was the Director of Exploration for North and Central America with Yamana. A very interesting pickup in Robert Whitley as your new VP of Exploration.
Yeah, he just started not even a week ago, and he's on his he'll be going to the Dominican Republic actually on Sunday. So he worked for Meridian. He had a great position where he evaluated all the he was in the position to look at a lot of projects for Meridian, which was bought by Yamana Gold. And I think he's a great addition to our team. I'm excited to have him in our team, and I'm anxious for him to see your project. So he'll be down in the Dominican for the next 2 weeks looking at our projects and coming up with, I'm sure, some interesting ideas and recommendations to fast-track these projects.
Now, what would you say sets Everton apart, Andre, from the rest of the pack? There are so many companies, as you know, for investors to choose from in the junior resource market. Why is Everton a company that investors should really be paying attention to?
Well, many reasons. One is we spent a lot of years in building projects, generating projects, and now we're at our stage after 8 years where we're going to have massive drill programs. We will have 7 drill rigs turning next year. So we spent a lot of time developing projects, advancing projects, and for the first time in our history, we're going to have multiple drill programs. We'll have our biggest drill program ever in the Dominican Republic. We'll have 3 drill rigs. The Barrick deposit, like you mentioned, which is over 30 million ounces of resource, is on my border, when we have the same geology, so we're excited about starting to drill there shortly. It's just that now, after so many years, we're at the stage where we can really add value. We don't have to do any grassroots work or any geophysics. It's just now a drilling game, and we refocus the company in the DR. We're able to sell or joint venture all our projects for close to over $20 million in cash and in shares, and it allows us to really go, like we say in poker, all in on the DR.
Yeah, you're hugely bullish on that area, and what I've been impressed with here this year is how you've been successfully able to reorganize your company. You had some very good projects in Ontario and Quebec, which you've now either sold off or in the process of selling off or joint venturing, and that obviously took a little bit of time, but you've been successful in doing that, and that has allowed you to really go into the DR in a major way.
Well, exactly. I mean, we sold our James Bay projects that were non-core to NQ Exploration for 12 million shares. That stock's close to 20 cents. Focus Metals, which is in rare earth and graphite, we sold some claims there for 6 million shares. We acquired a lithium project 3 years ago for $3,000 that no one wanted, and optioned that for close to 1 million shares and some cash. Our Shoal Lake project, we're getting 14 million shares and 2 million in cash from Cascatama, which is going public shortly. We did the Aurizon deal where they're going to spend $10 million to earn a 50% interest on our Opinaca projects. And we're also in the process of selling 6 claims for a huge amount. And this will allow us to go to have a massive program in the DR. And we've received very, very positive feedback from the street on our refocus here.
Now, let's talk about the DR, because this is an amazing country to explore in. I don't think investors really quite appreciate just how incredible the opportunities are, you know, geologically in the DR.
Well, you're totally right. I mean, no one knows that there. You know, people know the Dominican Republic for the beaches, for the resorts, the rum, the cigars, the golf courses, but no one really knows that the biggest gold deposit in the Western Hemisphere is in the Dominican Republic. An hour and a half from the capital, you can drive paved roads right up to the deposit, and the huge nickel deposit, Xstrata, is also within a few kilometers from Pueblo Viejo, and Cerro de Maimo is another deposit that Globestar put in production, and they've recently received a takeover bid. So the DR certainly is a probably one of the most mineralized countries in the world. It's a very small country, but very mineralized country. The three mines are within 10 kilometers of each other, and where we are is in and around that area, and there's many new discoveries to come out of this country. You know, it has a lot of things going for it. Great infrastructure. You can drive. You can access all the properties by road. Favorable climate. You can work year-round. It's got a great mining code. Mine can get built and permitted. We saw Barrick is spending $3 billion building the Pueblo Viejo mine, going in production fourth quarter 2011. Globestar was able to build their mine, get it permitted. And so it works. The country works. And it holds world-class deposits. What better place to go?
Absolutely. So this is a mining-friendly country. Can you perceive any risks at all to exploring in the DR?
Well, the risk or the hydro, the energy costs are high. For example, Falcon, Xstrata and Barrick, it's going to cost about $500 million to generate their energy. Mm-hmm. But the energy cost is an issue in countries like this. But at where metal prices are, for example, the Barrick mine, Goldcorp mine, the cash cost is going to be $250 an ounce. That's with the existing energy costs. So that's what I see is the cost of energy. But it's, again, the country certainly needs the job and the development. For example, the Barrick project is the biggest development project ever for that country. Mm-hmm. So it's been a huge, very positive impact. I mean, for right now, there's over 5,000 people employed with good-paying jobs in the country. So mining is starting to take a big part of the GDP of the country.
Yeah, they need these mines to create jobs.
For sure. And these are high-paying jobs. They're not low-cost. These are fairly high-paying jobs. So it's been a boom. Anyone that goes through some of these small towns in and around the mine, you cannot believe the development. The hotels going up, restaurants going up, roads, infrastructure going up. It's just been night and day since the days I've been going to the Dominican Republic. It's a massive development, massive project.
Now, you've got a total land package, Andre, in the DR in excess of 300 square kilometers. And, of course, you're right on the border of one of the world's largest gold deposits. I mean, you're pretty much within a stone's throw, right?
It's within a stone's throw. The only thing that separates us is a small creek. I mean, the new pit plan from Barrick, and you can access all that information on their website. They have a whole presentation on Pueblo Viejo on the Barrick website, and I invite people to do that and also invite to see our website. The new pit plan is butts against my border. And as you know, the geology does not usually stop there. And it's amazing that this property has only received a limited amount of drilling. And that's why we're going to hit it hard with, over 100 drill holes. Mm-hmm. We've got this property that's joint ventured with Brigas Gold. We've earned our 50%. That's the Apelacion project. And by spending another $2.5 million, which we'll do in the next year, we'll have earned 70%. So that's the key property is the Apelacion. We have Juanse Los Anchos and Loma Hueca are all properties that have had great results on surface, potential for new discoveries, and they will get drilled this year.
Now, what sort of, geologically, what sort of targets are we looking at here? Are we looking at near-surface deposits or deposits deeper down, or what are we looking at exactly?
No, the idea is open pit. I mean, everything we're looking at is no deeper than 300 meters.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the mineralization has been found in the top 100 meters.
And it's not just gold that you're going after either.
No, it's not just gold. For example, what we're drilling now is turning out to be a VMS. We're getting great gold on surface in the oxides, and then we get in the sulfides, we're getting very interesting copper, zinc, and silver numbers. It looks like your typical VMS.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what Globestar just sold to a Chinese company for $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
There's potential for different types of deposit. Pueblo Viejo itself is a low epithermal deposit, and there's also potential for multiple copper porphyry gold or VMS deposits.
So as we speak right now, what exactly are you drilling? How many rigs do you have? How many meters are you drilling?
Yeah, right now we've announced recently a 16,000-meter drill program. The phase one is underway. We are starting our eighth hole today. We have a second rig actually starting tomorrow. So we'll have two rigs, and then we have a third rig coming to drill on the border of Pueblo Viejo. We need a rig that can go deeper than 300 meters on the border of Pueblo Viejo. We estimate the mineralization on our side of the property will actually be deeper. So we'll have three rigs going very soon, but we'll have two rigs going as of tomorrow.
Wow. Now, what are your plans and objectives for next year, for 2011 in the DR?
Well, we plan to drill over 100 holes on the Apelacion property that surrounds Pueblo Viejo to the west and to the north, and then we plan to drill Juanse Los Anchos, which is about 10 kilometers to the southeast. and drill the Loma Hueca and Loma Mate project. So we plan to spend a minimum of $3 million in drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have three rigs going soon, and then possibly even more as things progress.
Tell us a bit, Andre, about your share structure and also, you know, your financing plans for next year.
Yeah, we've just raised a few million dollars recently, and we've got a 102 million shares issued.
Mm-hmm.
And fully diluted, about 127 million shares with warrants and options.
And you've got, obviously, some cash in the bank right now to get you through this initial round of drilling in the DR.
Yeah, we've got $2.5 million now, and that should easily get us 25 drill holes, which we think these types of results will allow us to do a bigger financing, we think, in the first part of 2011. And that's the plan. I mean, we don't want to dilute the company more than it is now. I think the results that will be coming out of the 25 drill holes, which represents about 6,000-7,000 meters, will allow us to do financing at higher prices and then just really increase the program substantially.
Well, I mean, we are in a bull market, I believe, of historic proportions. So a company like Everton, as well placed as you are in the Dominican Republic with some exceptional properties, could do extremely well in the months ahead.
Oh, I agree. I mean, just it's nice to see today our stock reach a new year high, and so finally the word is starting to come out. Just, you know, just the deals that we've done represent close to $20 million, not even including the DR. So it's nice to see we're starting to get a little bit of traction there in the market finally.
Yeah, and you also give investors some exposure, obviously, to Ontario and Quebec still, with these agreements that you've worked out here with some other companies. So there's that upside potential as well.
Yeah, I think what's exciting is, for example, Orizon will be spending $3.5 million on our project this year, and they plan to have two drill rigs turning in James Bay on their Opinaca project. So that will again generate some interesting news. Keep in mind, these projects are only they're not very far from the Goldcorp Eleanor discovery, which is moving forward towards a mine. We have sold our Shoal Lake projects for 14 million shares in Cascatama and 2 million in cash. We're supposed to receive 2 million in cash by before Christmas. So that will allow us to again expand our drilling program, and we'll own about 28% of this company, which is going public in the first quarter 2011, and we'll benefit from whatever they do in drill. They're planning to have a $3 million drill program this winter in the Shoal Lake area, which is northwestern Ontario, which is a hot area right now near Rainy River, the old Brett Resources, and that's an area I think to watch closely. So we'll benefit from these two companies moving our Ontario projects forward.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have an incredibly busy 2011. Have you got enough people to pull this all off?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we've got a great technical team in the DR. The addition of Robert Waitley, I think, is huge, and we will probably increase the team a little bit on the technical team in the DR over the next 3 to 6 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the marketing side of the company, because I think that's important, for investors to know, how a company intends to tell its story. I think a lot of companies, fail in that regard. What plans do you have to tell the story, to tell the Everton story to investors worldwide?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very important, so important. And having been on the other side as a financial broker, for me, it's very important to have a good marketing plan. What I found very effective is field trips, bringing analysts' newsletter to see it from their own eyes, to go see the Dominican Republic, go see these projects, and everyone has come back so impressed. because you got to walk through 30 million ounces to go see your projects, and you see the infrastructure going up, you see it from your own eyes, and you feel the excitement, you see the people working. So, you know, bringing people to the projects have been very effective. Again, the website is also a great way to get your word out. Working with some key newsletters like yourself have been also very successful. Some of the newsletter guys, some of the people we brought to the DR have had some good articles written about the potential of the country. Again, I'm doing a roadshow in New York in a few weeks, and also in Europe. That's very effective. What's interesting now, for Everton, we're going to have something to talk about. We're going to have not just properties around someone, but we're going to have drill results. And that's where it becomes real. And I can't wait to get on the road telling your story here to the financial world.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Getting back to the DR for a moment, the Globestar acquisition, I think that sort of suggests that we may see a little bit more of that activity going on, possibly in the DR and elsewhere.
I think so. I mean, what's interesting is the Cerro de Maimón mine only has about 6-7 year mine life. And I think the acquirers of Globestar are going to take a very close look at other companies in the country, mm-hmm. and they're going to need more ore to feed their mill. And we're drilling right now less than 10 kilometers away, and I think they'll take notice of what's going on in some of our results. So I would not be surprised to see mid-sized companies come knocking at the door, and obviously if we find something similar to Barrick, I'm sure they'll be knocking at the door very fast. I know they're looking over the fence on the activity we're doing, and I don't think they'll tolerate someone finding a multi-million ounce deposit beside them. So there's a lot of options and possibilities here.
Yeah, I think this is a tremendous opportunity. I certainly encourage our listeners to do their own due diligence on Everton and really give this some serious consideration, because I think you're in the right spot at the right time.
I think so. Yeah, I think we are, you know, with the commodity bull market. What's interesting is we're drilling for gold. We have exposure to gold, to copper, to zinc, to rare earth through ownership in other companies, and I think we're well positioned to benefit from that.
On another topic, Andre, I know you were the founder of Adventure Gold, which is another company we follow here on BMR. Of course, a lot of activity going on at the Granada gold property right now with gold bullion, of course, and Adventure Gold is now in the picture there. What's your take on that overall situation?
Well, I think I'm a big shareholder of Adventure Gold, having started the company. I was the chairman of that company. I've got it started, got it funded, got the initial package together. The guys have done a great job in getting involved in the Granada camp. The latest results are unbelievable. I think this is the Granada is the making of an area play, which is always exciting in Canada. And I'm quite excited about the future of that company. You know, they've got great joint ventures with Lakeshore Gold and Timmins, Agnico Eagle, which is a property I put together, the Dubuisson. I think they're in exciting times now. They're well positioned in the Val d'Or and Roy Noranda camp, and I'm anxious to see all the results and activity over the next 2-3 months.
Yeah, and again, that's a company that you started, and obviously it's in a very good position right now. So you definitely know what you're doing when it comes to building a resource company. So that should give investors a lot of comfort with regard to Everton Resources, which is your only focus right now, and you're going to be pushing hard on this going forward.
Yeah, no, that's the main focus. I've the company that I've started in the past are all doing well on their own. For example, Focus Metals is another one that's has a big position in rare earth and the graphite, and they started that company, got it funded, it's well on its way, and also Majescor, and I've dropped of all these boards, and now I'm 100% focused on getting Everton, and that's what it needs now with all the activity, and it's well funded to advance its projects to the discovery stage.
Well, I'm really excited to see how things develop for you, Andre, in the Dominican Republic, as I'm sure you are too. I think you've got great possibilities there. Any final comments here today for BMR listeners?
Well, I think people should take a close look at the Dominican Republic. Again, like you mentioned before, most people don't realize that it's the host of the biggest gold mine in the Western Hemisphere. Take a good look at where we're positioned, and we're well funded to advance these projects to the discovery. We feel very comfortable that there could be multiple discoveries in the DR in the next couple of years.
Andre Odette, thank you very much. It has been a pleasure to have you on BMR today, and you are certainly most welcome to join us again at any time here in the future. We wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thank you, John. It was a pleasure.
Andre Odette, President and CEO of Everton Resources, EVR, on the TSX Venture Exchange, joining us here today on BullMarketRun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.